is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's another one of those off-season buzzwords. Charlie Walters of the Pioneer Press is at it again, because just a few weeks ago, maybe it's a month, maybe it's 2 months ago, there's a report from him that the Minnesota Vikings could look to trade Justin Jefferson this offseason. Now, he has his sources. I've been told by peeps that he has his sources, and I've read that he's got his sources, he's got his peeps inside the Minnesota Vikings organization. But he's following up on that same report that he had a few weeks ago, a few months ago, whenever that was, that the Minnesota Vikings and Justin Jefferson could be departing ways this offseason. There's this buzzword, another offseason buzzword. The Minnesota Vikings and Justin Jefferson, there's steam that the Vikings could trade JJ. I love those offseason buzzwords. They're just such garbage. There's steam. What does that even mean? What does steam mean? It's not hot. It's not cold. It's steamy. There's steam that the Vikings could trade Justin Jefferson this offseason. Someone tell me what that even means. Does it mean that there's water that's in the pan and the heater's on, but it's not boiling yet? It's steaming to the surface? I just don't quite get what steam means. Another one of those off-season words that people use, or trade deadline words people use. Sources familiar with one's thinking of the situation. What does that even mean? What does a source that's familiar with the way somebody thinks even mean? Because it doesn't mean that they've spoken to the person. It doesn't mean that they have some inside knowledge about the situation. It means that they know the guy, and they're thinking that this is what they could be thinking. Steam is just another one of those words that doesn't really mean a whole lot. There are so many trades that get discussed that never happen. And when players get old and retire, then they come out with these stupid podcasts and say, you know, there was this chance where I should have been traded to this or this or this or this. Like Carmelo Anthony just did one recently where he said, there's a deal done for me to get sent to the LA Lakers for Andrew Bynum and Lamar Odom. The deal was done. Okay, if the deal was done, why did it didn't happen? The deal was not obviously done if it didn't happen. So there is so much speculation that's complete garbage in the offseason, because the offseason is the perfect time to come with these reports. And to be honest, I've done this before. I had Drew Hanlon on one of my shows several years ago in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He is an NBA trainer, and at the time, he trained Andrew Wiggins in the offseason. And this is the off season. It's the NBA. The only thing going on right now is baseball. So I came out with the report based on what Drew said on my show that day. I said that Andrew Wiggins is looking scary good this off season, according to Drew Hanlon, his trainer. Well, of course he's his trainer. What is he going to say? My player's looking like hot garbage and he hasn't improved a lick? I mean, the guy trains Joel Embiid. The guy trains Jason Tatum. He's one of the great trainers in the NBA. Trains superstars. But he's not going to come on a show and say, yeah, Andrew Wiggins still can't dribble with his left hand. He's not going to come on my show and say, Andrew Wiggins still doesn't have any motivation to get better. He's been the same player since his rookie year in the NBA, with an exception of an NBA title in which he was the Warriors' second best player. So my point is that you can come with these stupid reports like there's steam that the Minnesota Vikings could trade Justin Jefferson or make him available in a trade, and people are just going to eat that up. Their mouth is just going to come fuming and their saliva is going to be crazy and their taste buds are going to grab onto that report because they're thirsty. They're thirsty for anything. And this is just another one of those reports that I don't think means a single thing. And yes, the cap went up $30 million, which could increase Justin Jefferson's contract to be even higher. But I don't believe it. I'm not buying it for one second that the Minnesota Vikings are going to look to trade Justin Jefferson this offseason. I don't see it happening. The Vikings have a history of trading receivers. They traded Randy Moss. They traded Stephon Diggs. They traded Percy Harvin. So it could happen eventually down the road. In fact, I would be surprised if it didn't happen eventually down the road. But not right now. Not in this instance. Because if the goal is for the Minnesota Vikings to bring in a rookie quarterback, what better situation than to surround a rookie quarterback with the best wide receiver in the NFL? And I think that's the way the Minnesota Vikings are thinking. I think that's the way Kwesi and O'Connell and the organization is thinking. Because who wants to give up their best wide receiver, the number one wide receiver in the NFL, when a guy is going to be drafted and you need him to have weapons, you need him to build up his confidence, you need him to become a better quarterback? The day is coming when JJ gets traded, but the day is not now. The day is happening when that rookie quarterback becomes such a superstar guy that he can overcompensate for Justin Jefferson not being one of his star wide receivers. Then they can use that cap room that they're paying JJ to fill up other needs in the roster, like on the cornerback, safety, wherever the holes are at that particular time. So steam, this is a steaming pile of bullcrap. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow this podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast. Everyone have a great day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.